T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have two daughters, Sophia's 16 and Chloe's 14. I just had this conversation with Chloe 2 nights ago. We were having one of those father-daughter, middle-child moments where she was fighting us, and I said, look, Chloe, Daddy would die for you. If you needed my heart, no exaggeration, I would give it to you. And she's sitting there with tears running down her face. And I know, Dad. Point being, we would die for our daughters. So it was with particular shock when I saw the shooting death of a 24-year-old girl in the head who was pregnant in McKeesport in mid-September on the 14th. The horror of it. It takes your breath away. And for her father, my God, it's unimaginable, the pain. Couple things about Brandon Short. Very compelling, beautiful pictures of him and his daughter on his Twitter page where he's just trying to get this resolved. Someone to help bring justice for Carly and her unborn son by sharing anyone with information about September 13th shooting in McKeesport. Encouraged to call Allegheny County Police tip line at 1-833-ALL-TIPS. And then Brandon posted 5 days ago, thank you for your caring words and support as our family mourns the passing of our beloved Carly Short, and then information about her service. As you know, he was a consensus All-American, 2-time captain at Penn State, played in the NFL, and has a very successful career outside of football right now. But nothing can be as painful as this. Brandon, good morning. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This has to be the worst thing that's ever happened in your life.
I mean, it's the most difficult thing that I've ever experienced, the most difficult thing, you know, imaginable, like to have somebody that was so young and hopeful and beautiful and just a good person just snatched away. It's just unfathomable.
Hey, Brandon, what rips at me is the circumstance, and I know this hurts you to hear, but we're trying to help in the best way we can and kind of wrap our arms around the community and trying to get the word out, is that she was pregnant. And so whoever did this ruthless killer didn't seem to care. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not clear whether they knew that, you know, she was pregnant or not, but she was 5 months pregnant. We were... the last time I spoke to her, we were planning a gender reveal party. We were going to do Harry Potter. She loved Harry Potter. It was going to be like wizard and witches. And I didn't know, you know, I found out from the coroner that it was a boy.
God. Brandon, part of what I see, because I've sat in this chair for so many years and have been a television investigative reporter for just as long in Los Angeles and Dallas and here, is that when a young African-American is shot, there's reporting, and then it goes away. And in a community where half of the homicides go unsolved, as her father, I'm guessing you've seen this, where the coverage, the interest in helping has kind of waned. Is that frustrating for you, sir?
It's just frustrating. All of it is frustrating. Just to, like, I'm from McKeesport, you know, and I see, you know, that what's, you know, happened in the town. And I know that the mayor and the police chief, they're all doing their best, but it's a violent place, and not just McKeesport, Pittsburgh in general. Right. It's just a violent world, and it's just frustrating to, you know, to see what's happening. But the police are working. This is the beginning. I will never stop looking for this person. If we don't find him, they were never safe. They will never have a peaceful night's sleep, because we're looking. We want to find you. We're working on putting together a reward for people, for someone that comes forward with information that's going to lead to an arrest. I don't know the amount. I don't know the process. I'm still working with the authorities on how to go about doing this. But we want to put this information out there that we're offering a reward. We don't know what it is yet. You'll hear back from us soon. But anyone that comes forward with any information that's going to lead to an arrest, like, I will happily do anything for you. And it could be anonymous, that we will never let anyone know your name. Just please do whatever you can to help Carly and bring this criminal. There's a murderer on the street. It's not just for my daughter's safety. If this person can cold-bloodedly take my daughter's life, then they would take anybody's life.
Brandon, I have spent a lot of time doing this sort of thing in my career, and now that we have contact, there's a couple things. Let us be your mouthpiece and your megaphone to get the word out when there is a reward. And then once you start putting the outline of it together, I certainly do not want to jump ahead of authorities, but we'd like to also help in terms of contributing to that reward fund, okay? So you have my contact. Just let me know anything we can do, okay?
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. I mean, this is surreal. And like, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you offering that support.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it's real. You know, we've been all so busy as a family, you know, since it happened. And this is like the first day I've had a chance to sit by myself. And it's like, you know, she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And everything that I see my beautiful daughter. And she was just senselessly taken away. And my grandson was taken away as well. I had a grandson, and it's just tough to, like, accept this and just deal, tough to cope, you know.
It makes everything that happened in your magnificent career probably insignificant if you could just change the course of this event, would you not, sir?
I would trade my life in an instant for hers. It was my job to protect her, and, you know, I failed that, but I'm going to do my best not to fail again and track these people down.
Would you tell folks in the community that don't want to help police in crimes like this, would you talk to them as if you're talking to their face about what you would hope they would do, sir?
I just hope that they would do what's right. I hope that they would understand that if you don't, the police are trying to do their job. They can't do their job without support from the community. They can't do their job without people don't come forward. And we want to make places like McKeesport a better place. Well, the crime is not going to stop if the people don't help work with the authorities to help stop it. I mean, we're living in like a war state. The state of war, where people are dying every day, and the cops are human. They have fault, but they're trying. They're doing their best to try to help, and we got to work with them to help, or they can't help us.
Before I let you go, and I appreciate you doing this today, but I know he wants to get the word out, and so do I. Brandon, I want to mention again that we have access to a couple of foundations and some incredibly generous people. So once the cops say, I don't want to jump ahead of the police, sometimes they do not want us to do that, and I certainly wouldn't. But once you have word, we now have contact, obviously, through your Twitter and through my email. Just let me know, and we're in. All right? I'll do anything I can to help. All right?
From the bottom of my heart, man, I truly, truly thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I can't imagine. Thank you, Brandon. Hang in there. We'll talk to you soon. Please let me know, all right?
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.